Our news partner 6ABC reports an investigation is underway after a deadly police-involved shooting in Alden, Delaware County early this morning. It happened in the area of Providence Road south of Clifton Avenue and Alden Avenue. There is no word yet on circumstances leading up to the shooting. As unknown hackers target municipal water systems in several states, Pennsylvania officials confirm there have been no cyber attacks here, at least not so far. From our news partners at WESA, Tom Reese reports.
At least seven states, including Minnesota and Michigan, say they've been targeted with cyber attacks that disrupt drinking water or wastewater facilities. Suspicions have fallen on Iran, which has been locked in a months-long series of military exchanges with the U.S. But the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection and state troopers tell WESA they're not aware of any credible threats in the Keystone State. State police say their criminal intelligence and cyber units are watching for attacks, and the DEP recently warned local utilities about breaches elsewhere. It says it offered updated guidance to water agencies, urging them to limit access to the public internet and to update passwords. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
The School District of Philadelphia's school selection process, it kicks off next month with some changes for the upcoming academic year. More from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
Starting September 8th, the Find Your Fit process will give students currently in pre-K through their junior year the chance to attend a school outside their neighborhood where space is available. Only students' grades in English, math, and science will be considered. Social studies will no longer count. Zip code guarantees admission to the city's top four charter schools are shifting to no longer include parts of Brewerytown, Sharswood, Holmesburg, and Torresdale. Students who attended a pre-K or a CTE summer program at a district school will get preference for admission to the same school or program. More on the changes can be found on the district's website. The application window closes October 30th. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Philadelphia's Office of Homeless Services is declaring a code red that will continue until further notice. This aligns with the National Weather Service's forecast of a heat index reaching 95 degrees or higher for more than three consecutive days. Philly outreach teams will help out in a number of ways by traveling with extra water and ice and providing shelter options and homeless-related services. A heat advisory takes effect today, this morning at 10, for portions of southeastern Pennsylvania, central, northern, and south Jersey, as well as northern Delaware. Sports: Nationals crushing the Phils last night 10-4 in 11 innings, and those two teams will wrap up their four-game set at the park this evening. Chris Sanchez will be on the mound for the Phillies. Tonight in Chester, it's Philadelphia Union, a Leagues Cup bit of action. It's a play against Cruz Azul.